Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, family. I'm so excited you're here. Today, we shall be looking at the message titled, Walking Boldly in God's Purpose. And our Bible text is from the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 9, which says, Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Let me begin with a story that many of you might find familiar or at least relatable, which I have also shared here before. In 2005, Steve Jobs, co-founder of Apple, gave one of the most famous commencement speeches at Stanford University. In it, he shared how he dropped out of college because he felt it wasn't the right path for him. But even after dropping out, he didn't sit idle. He started taking classes that interested him, like calligraphy. At the time, none of it seemed to make sense. But fast forward a few years, that random calligraphy class became the design inspiration behind Apple's beautiful typography. Steve said something profound that day. You can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards. So you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. Now let me ask you, have you ever felt unsure of your next step? Have you sensed that God was calling you to something bigger, but fear and doubt kept you frozen? Let's be honest. Stepping out in faith is scary, whether it's starting a new business, enrolling for that course, relocating for a new job, or even starting a ministry. There's always that voice that says, "What if I fail?" But here's the good news. God doesn't call the equipped. He equips the called. Look at Joshua in the Bible. He was stepping into Moses' shoes, a huge responsibility. Imagine following a leader like Moses. Overwhelming, right? But God didn't just pat Joshua on the back and say, good luck. No, God gave Joshua a bold command in Joshua 1 verse 9. Be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. God didn't say, if things go well, I'll be with you. He didn't say, once you've figured it all out, then I'll show up. No, he said, wherever you go, I'm with you. Let me pause here and ask, what dream, assignment, or calling have you been putting off because of fear? What has God placed in your heart that you're too afraid to pursue? Maybe you're telling yourself, I'm not qualified. I don't have the money. What if people laugh at me? What if I fail? But here's something powerful from Hebrews 11 verse 6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. God honors movement. God responds to faith. Let me share something personal here. I know people who stayed in unhappy, unproductive places for years simply because they were afraid to step out. But the people who experienced breakthroughs were the ones who dared to take the first step, even when they didn't have all the answers. Remember Peter? In Matthew 14, when Jesus called him to step out of the boat and walk on water, Peter did something most of us wouldn't have done. He stepped out. Yes, he got distracted and started sinking. But guess what? He also experienced a miracle no other disciple did. Sometimes the fear of failing keeps us from even trying. But here's a word for you today. God is more interested in your obedience than your perfection. So let me ask again, where is God calling you to be bold today? What is that boat you need to step out of? Is it a conversation you need to have? A project you need to start? A ministry you need to launch? An application you need to submit? Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10 says, So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God's got you. As we wrap up today's devotional, take a moment to reflect. What bold step is God nudging me to take right now? What is holding me back? Am I willing to trust God and move forward in faith? Finally, as you go today, I challenge you, step out. Be bold. Trust God. Your purpose is too important. Your calling is too precious. Your life is too valuable to be paralyzed by fear. You are not alone. God walks with you, fights for you, and cheers you on. Go into your day with this mindset. I am walking boldly in God's purpose. I am stepping out in faith, and I will not be afraid. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for calling us to great things. Today, we choose faith over fear. We choose courage over comfort. Strengthen us to walk boldly in your purpose for our lives. Help us take the next step, trusting that you are with us every step of the way. Bless our day ahead and let your favor go before us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Thank you for joining today's Winning Everyday Devotional. You can check for the link to our Bible in a Year, a daily Bible reading plan, on our website and download. Until next time, keep winning and keep walking boldly in God's purpose.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.